Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hi, my name is Chalene Johnson, and thank you so much for joining me on The Chalene Show. We're approaching that time of the year where people tend to go to parties and we get together with family. And while we have the best of intentions, we're also human. And it's easy to walk in going, I've got self-control. I'm going to handle my business. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'll be good. What I want to do for you today is give you some tools, what to do in the event of a food emergency, in the event you have the best of intentions and someone gave you another glass of wine and you're all like, oh no, I ate a lot more than I thought I would eat, right? And so what I'm going to do is share with you what to do the day after. And this plan starts on the day of. Are you ready? Step one, stop the bleeding. You've heard that term before, right? Where it's like when you know you have a failing business, when you know that something isn't working, stop the bleeding. So instead of saying stop the bleeding, stop the eating. I know too many people. I won't name names. I might perhaps be talking about myself, where you have this like bad eating day, let's call it. And you're like, oh, who cares? I've ruined it. Now I might as well really go for it. I might as well eat this whole pie and I might as well eat all of the stuffing leftovers because tomorrow I'll get back on track. And we feel as like it only counts for a day. But you see, it doesn't. All of those calories add up. Your body doesn't go, oh, that was yesterday. Your body goes, okay, this is how many calories you've had. And now we need to do something with it. And it has to figure out what to do with those calories. And I don't think you're going to be surprised to know that oftentimes we store it as fat. Here's the interesting thing about your body. It doesn't necessarily show up the next day or even 2 days later. It often shows up on the scale 3 or 4 days later. Yeah. And that's a real surprise to many people. It's why most fitness competitors, just before their competition, will eat something that puffs their muscles back up, but it doesn't necessarily affect them until a couple of days later. So rule number one is as soon as you recognize, oh, I have really blown it, don't keep blowing it. Drink a bunch of water and go to bed. Stop the eating. Number two, forgive yourself. We make bad decisions. We are under stress and we continue to beat ourselves up when we don't recognize the fact that it's just one day. We're human. Everybody else did this too. We oftentimes compare ourselves to the perfect pictures on Instagram and we're like, oh, I bet he never has a cheat day. I bet she never sneaks in the pantry and eats a cookie. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They just don't post pictures of that. Like most of the pictures that you see are people like looking perfect and they did photo shoots for weeks and now they're sitting around in their sweatpants. So like, don't beat yourself up. Forgive yourself. Remember that you are human. Okay, it's not that big of a deal. Number three is this. Replace your pity party with a plan. Replace your pity party with a plan. So instead of just going, oh, I suck. I knew I would do this. I'm such a loser. I have no self-control. I can't believe I did that. I should go drink a bottle of wine and eat a pumpkin pie. Like instead of getting deeper and deeper and deeper into your pity party, grab a piece of paper and a pen, maybe even your phone, and create your plan for the next day. That means scheduling your workout. That means calling your buddy and said, dude, I feel so gross right now. I blew it. Let's get back on track tomorrow. Like when you send a text to someone else who's probably in that same boat, they're like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. I can't even button my pants. Yes, let's do something tomorrow. So your plan begins with scheduling your workout the next day. Now, let's talk about your workout. This is number four. The day after, your emergency plan should include you getting up and getting yourself ready. Get yourself together. I don't need you waking up and feeling gross and then allowing yourself to continue to feel gross. Like take a shower, fluff up your hair, put some lip gloss on, ladies. Fellas, reapply your deodorant, whatever you need to do. But like present yourself before you go and get your workout on. Now, there's two things I want you to do when you are in this emergency state. The number one exercise plan is steady state, moderate intensity cardio. Now that is not your very best fat burning method, but that's the way to sweat it out. your body's going to feel off because you ate foods you don't normally eat. You had more sugar than normal, or you had more meat than you normally do. Whatever it is, you want to get those things out of your body, and I want you feeling good. Honestly, it's not really that you're going to gain weight. I want you to feel good because this can be a slippery slope. Oftentimes when people have a slip, that slip can turn into a slide. And it's not uncommon for people to, over the holidays or after a party or after a vacation, to find that that was the catalyst for gaining back all of their weight because they allowed a slip to turn into a slide. Not you. So this is really a plan about feeling better. So I want you to do steady state aerobics for about 45 minutes to an hour. Lower intensity, but like you're sweating and you're not dying for an hour, but you're sweating it out. Okay, that's number one. Then number two, I want you to follow it up with a minimum of 15 minutes of yoga or Pyo type stretches that involve twisting. So like Warrior One or Triangle or Reverse Right Angle, exercises that involve twisting. Why? Why in the world would she tell us that? Because we need to get things moving. We need to get things out of the system. So we're going to do some twisting to help that along. It's digestion. Now, tip number five is all about what we're going to put in our bodies to improve digestion. And it's this: greens and water. Your emergency plan the day after is to do high fiber in the form of greens. My husband's favorite, kale. To do a lot of greens, not to do any meat that day. If you can't go one day without meat, you might need to go to Betty Ford's new clinic for people who can't stop eating meat. You need to eat a lot of greens and a ton of water, lots of fiber, and then we get that body moving. Sounds good? Number six is I need you to stop eating an hour earlier the next day than you normally do. So if on a regular basis you have your last meal at, say, 7:30 or 8:30, I want you to stop an hour earlier and I want you to go to bed an hour earlier. So an hour and an hour. Those are my six tips to handle an emergency situation when the day before you overindulged. All right? That's really important. But the most important tip of all of these, I think, in my humble opinion, is number two. And that is just be kind to yourself. You're a human. We compare ourselves too often to other people's highlight reels. They're perfectly glossy, highlighted, dieted down photo shoot photos. And we're like, why don't I look like that? I bet they're never, ever overeating the way that I just did. It's not true. You are human. We've all been there, including myself. But the best way to do it is to get yourself back on track as quickly as possible. Save this episode because I know it's going to be helpful for you. Drinking tons of water and greens, yes, that helps to alleviate that feeling, that off feeling. And when we feel off, we tend to feel bad about ourselves. The show continues to be in the top five for the health category, which is astonishing to me. And of course, don't forget, I've got that other show, Build Your Tribe, for those of you who are business-minded, building your empires, and you want the inside scoop. I share all of my answers and more. It has been a pleasure to spend this time with you. I love you guys. I am thankful for you. I am grateful for you. And until we have a chance to spend some time together again, I just want you to know, you are the bomb.com, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Chalene Show. I'd like to invite you to attend a free webinar. This webinar has been designed specifically for people like you and I who sometimes struggle with self-doubt or confidence in certain situations. I've struggled with this and I've overcome, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of people how to do the same. I'd like to invite you to join me on this free webinar. To sign up for my next free training, please go to CourageousConfidenceClub.com.